Today we are going to read from the last book of the New Testament books, Apostle John's Revelation, written by him by the command of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Chapter 3, verses 14 through 22, a letter written to the church in Laodicea. I read from New Testament NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 14. To the angel of the church in Laodicea, write the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of all, source of all, foundation of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth, because you say, I am rich, I have become wealthy, and have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich, white outer garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and I serve to anoint your sore eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Primarily, this letter is written to all seven churches in Asia in the first century, when Apostle John, by the command of the Lord Jesus Christ, wrote this part. But the last part of chapter 3 is specifically written to the church in Laodicea, though it was circulated for all the rest of seven churches. First of all, the background of that geographic location in the province of Phrygia, one of famous provinces in Roman Empire in those days, in Laodicea, 40 miles southeast of Philadelphia and some 40 miles east of the famous commercial city, Ephesus. The last of the seven churches addressed with special messages here, each located on the river Lycus on the border of Phrygia province. Also, closest to church is Colossian Church. Though New Testament does not contain but deferred in Colossians chapter 1 and chapter 4. Two letters were written to both the church in Colossus and Laodicea. But somehow those two letters by Apostle Paul were lost, so we do not have. But Paul himself referred to those two letters in his letter to Colossae. This Laodicea, self-reliant, rich commercial city is located on the great trade route from Ephesus to the east and seat of large manufacturing and banking operations. So they are famous to manufacture out of black wool, carpet and clothing. And banking system and world-renowned famous medical school. So, woolen carpet clothing manufacturer, banking operation par excellent, and world-renowned medical school. Related to series of hot springs and famous warm mud beds. Very ideally located in the grand broad valley. At the same time, three major Roman Empire highways meet. No wonder, AD 60, this city was almost completely destroyed by earthquake, but without Roman government help or aid, they rebuilt themselves. They are literally self-reliant and rich city. But in this city, by God's grace, by the Apostle Paul's companion, Epaphras, Church of Jesus Christ was established. They had zeal once, but such zeal has deteriorated. So Jesus, by the pen of Apostle John, here specifically says, neither cold nor hot. So miserably, they lost their zeal for gospel of Jesus Christ, zeal for the kingdom of Messiah. They became lukewarm, compromised Christian community. But Jesus diagnosed their spiritual condition in threefold description. First, you are wretched. You are saying, I'm rich. I have increased my material possessions. And Jesus said, you are wretched one. Jesus used the word definite article, the wretched ones. Jesus did not say, you are a wretched one. Jesus said, you are the wretched one. Therefore, you are miserable. And you are poor. And you are blind. The wretched one, poor, blind. Those threefold spiritual disease you have. But the Laodiceans self-proclaimed, we are rich. We need of nothing. We are self-reliant. Deceptively, they proclaimed, we do not need any help from outside. We will take care of our things among ourselves. Our business goes always well. We are the best in black wool carpet and outer garments. We are the best in whole world for our series of hot spring therapeutic, medically therapeutic, healing hot strings, and warm, mysteriously therapeutic mud baths we have. So those mud baths, they have here and there in Broad Valley. The world best renowned medical school we have. But to them, Jesus introduced himself with the titles. But unlike to the rest of seven churches, here his titles are not drawn from chapter 1. So entirely new. Jesus described himself the Amen and the faithful and true witness. Jesus himself introduced to the church in Laodicea, I am the Amen. Like we find in Isaiah chapter 65, 16, verse 16, the God of Amen. True to the fact, loyal to the truth, faithfulness, in other words, truth and faithfulness, true witness, faithful witness to God and His gospel. The Amen. So spiritually, almost completely deteriorated Laodicean church, Jesus, in contrast with such dismal, hopeless, spiritually decayed Laodicean church, Jesus described himself the Amen, the faithful and true witness. If any one of the church members heard these titles of Jesus, self-described Jesus, they should be stricken to the core of their heart. But Jesus did not say that situation in Laodicean church. That's very sad. Spiritually, they are not rich, because Jesus said, you are poor. Spiritually, they are not comfortable, well satisfied. Jesus said, you are the wretched one. So you are actually miserable one. They had not eyes, looked down on all the rest of colonial cities in Roman Empire. But Jesus said, you are blind. We should remember what Jesus said to his disciples and the following crowd. It is very hard, actually impossible, for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God than for a camel, humongous camel, to pass through the eye of the needle. It means, for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, to receive eternal life, is impossible. Unless the grace of God enables him. See? Here, materially, well-to-do, exceedingly prosperous, rich city and rich church, is spiritually totally compromised and miserably condemned in the most terrible way and the severest form among seven churches. There was no virtue found. Jesus' severest condemnation is found. But amazingly, here, emphatically, Jesus drew Laodicean church's attention to himself. Emphatically, Jesus said, I, and me. Because Jesus, he said, those whom I love, I reprove, I discipline. So he started with the strange letter, phileo, love, to the church is considered to be the least deserving love of God. But Jesus specifically, emphatically said, I love. In our circle, in our Reformed tradition, we could easily say, boy, they are hopeless. They don't deserve God's approval. Well, Jesus says, I love as many as among you. As much as I love, I reprove you. I discipline you. As we know, Proverbs chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 12. As loving father, reprove and chastise his son. When he embraced his son to his bosom, here Jesus, in like manner, as much as I love you, as many as of you, I reprove, I discipline you. For what purpose? To reawaken in your souls and mind zealous, the zeal, almost to the boiling point, zeal. You know, the word, you'd better be either cold or hot. The word hot, H-O-T, came from same Greek common root, boiling. Here, zealous, same word, like hot. Boiling zeal, you have to cover, recover. So that your true repentance bear fruit. Behold, I stand at the door and I will knock. If anyone hears my voice of reproving, chastising, but voice of love, whoever repents and becomes zealous again to the boiling point, then I will come in to him as a user and restore fellowship with him, that having dinner together, supper together, and he with me, and then permanently. He who, after repentance, overcomes such spiritual disease and healed from such disease by my grace, then I will grant to him to sit down with me permanently, eternally, on my throne. And what kind of throne Jesus sat on? As I also overcame, sat down with my Father on my Father's throne. And the Holy Spirit says, he who has an ear, let him hear. Friends, as soon as we rely on material accumulations, on rich spiritual heritage, or outward activities in our church, or in my personal life, or in my family's endeavor, remember the warning from Jesus to such hopeless, shameless church in Laodicea. You are compromised in your self-complacency. That's what Jesus condemned that church. And we should give our heed to Jesus' warning, reproof, and loving voice to such compromised, self-complacent church, so that Jesus wanted to grant them privilege to have intimate fellowship at the supper and permanently sit with them on his Father's throne. If we do not lose our sight to that promise of Jesus Christ with severe warning of repentance, we are indeed in the grace of God on our way to heavenly journey. until. We are called up to the air until our Lord Jesus comes with loud voice and loud sound of angel's trumpet. Amen.